The Departure Lounge, Stampsy and Josh Kayrock, 955.
Lainey, performing tonight at Margaret Court Arena. We were hoping to chat to them, but the lead singer has been put on vocal rest, so we're hoping to catch up with them next week. Now, I'd like to reiterate for Geelong and the Surf Coast that Lainey is tonight at Margaret Court Arena. Now, the
you
reason
mean
why I'm
reiterate and reiterate
that
is an alliteration.
One too. This is the problem I have. I'm not clear and concise, and it has gotten me in trouble already over the last week. Now, standing beside me is Jamie from here at K-Rock and What's On Magazine. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I would like to formally apologise to Geelong and the Surf Coast to you because this time last week I led you down the wrong path.
Jamie, I also want to say, we've done a lot of apologising to you recently. It was my fault
right?
The internet came down. Now Stampsy's put you on the wrong path as well.
There's a lot of hate going out for me between you two.
So I managed to score two tickets to
well
Lainey.
Done.
Yep, I was pretty proud of myself.
Yep.
I couldn't go because I've got an event on the 19th.
Which I was okay with, you not going.
Yeah, because
you hate us.
Yeah.
No, because you became Mum of the Year and you scored two tickets for your daughter. And you thought that your daughter could actually attend because on the email,
yep,
I had put, hey, does anyone want to go to Lainey next week?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually sent that 2 weeks ago.
You did.
You sent me a text last Friday.
I did.
What
and
did that
it
text
said,
say?
OMG, dude, Margaret Court Arena is closed. As myself and my 13-year-old, who was very excited, and I'm going to have you know, she was wearing boots with heels, so had a whinge on about her feet were sore already.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then we're standing at Margaret Court with it's shut, completely closed, black.
Talk about the process. So your kids are very excited to go.
Yep.
You're all getting dressed up, ready to go and see a gig. You live here in Geelong in the
live
Surf Coast.
Live here in Geelong. So we got an Airbnb. Right? And what's worse is I was in such a rush to book the Airbnb. I sent the link to the husband, who also didn't check the link.
So I'm genuinely embarrassed all over again.
I booked a share accommodation link, right, at Airbnb. So I'm in somebody's random spare bedroom going to a concert that you told me was on that, in fact, wasn't on.
This seems a little bit worse than the internet being out, can I
just say?
Oh, yeah.
Because money was put out at this point.
If
so,
anything, this is a little bit of karma for you doing a witch hunt on Instagram.
That's
that
a
day.
Really good point. However, I've been stuffed over twice now.
Mm-hmm.
One by you, one by you.
I'm not doing anything for you, mate.
It's a departure lounge. So what kind of sort of made it worse was, and it's not an excuse, and as I said to Jamie, it's not an excuse because of the work I do and I'm working so far ahead that my dates just got a bit confused. And because I'm not going, it just wasn't top of mind. I'm like, oh yeah, here are the tickets, go on, go forth,
and
enjoy
it's
the show.
Unlike you, because I don't know anybody who uses a calendar more than you do.
Right,
like,
I'm pretty adamant of days and times, and
very
sometimes
well
I don't
organized.
Even need a calendar.
You're going to handball this off to me, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You are.
But what made it even worse is because poor Jamie is texting me going, dude, OMG, what's going on?
Yeah.
At this point, I'm at Mab's a couple of cocktails deep, actually having Greek food, and I'm not actually replying to her.
She wasn't. No reply. No reply. And I'm standing there with my kid going, what the? Like,
so, Jamie,
I look up the actual dates, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's next week.
So, because it was free, but you've also outlaid some money, how does Stampsy make it up to you at this point?
Oh, she can't. She's dead to me.
And that's why I'd like to publicly, formally apologise to Jamie because I don't know what else to do. But you know what? You know what the worst part of all of this is, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie and her daughter can't actually go tonight.
So
I had to give the tickets back.
So we got nothing except a share accommodation Airbnb room.
So obviously first dibs for every ticket that comes through the K-Rock offices at the moment.
I already know that she has a mocha 80 degrees to sugar.
There we go.
And I'm going to be putting it on
and
my tab for the next
month. Because you know
month.
That, I'm actually still waiting for that. You haven't come good
I
on
did,
the
I did.
What are you doing?
I actually did say I was bringing one in on Monday.
You did.
Got that too.
You got that as well.
All right, maybe go and do that right now. Departure Lounge, Stampsy and Josh. Thanks, Jamie. Awesome.